Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to take a look at our markets here this afternoon. And all market details are coming up when we come back in just a moment. Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 bull sale Saturday, March 2nd at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special guests this year include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 88 Angus, Simmental, and Sim-Angus bulls, semen tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com, www.mcsauction.com, or call 405-382-7678, 405-382-7678.
Let's eat better, let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, narrow losses held through the live cattle futures today, with traders closely focusing on outside market shifts and overall lack of support developing in feeder cattle trade. A strong triple-digit loss in the feeder cattle complex could quickly derail the recent support that has slowly but steadily developed in live cattle. After testing but not breaking long-term support levels of $130.10 yesterday in April contracts, traders were extremely cautious today. And triple-digit losses continue to hold across feeder cattle trade. Although prices bounced off of session lows, the underlying weaker tone in the market on the last trading day of February caused some concern that nearby contracts may be unable to hold support levels through the last week. The hogs narrowly mixed in trade today, with all nearby contracts hovering in a mixed single-digit trading range. The lack of support seen throughout the day in order to hang on to firm initial gains was evident of the limited trade volume in the market and traders focusing on end-of-month adjustments. On the grains, the wheat trade was 3 to 5 cents higher in some very quiet trade today. Market was working to ease oversold conditions and the higher protein wheats leading. The corn trade was 2 to 3 cents lower today, with trade scoring new lows, with selling pushing us to more oversold condition. South America crop progress will remain on track for corn, with no weather concerns illustrated there in the market. Ethanol margins should improve with better spring demand and cheaper corn in the near term, with ethanol futures edging slightly lower today. Soybean trade 5 to 6 cents lower today, with trade back to the lower end of the range on little fresh news. Meal was $2 to $3 lower, and oil 5 to 15 points higher. That's a look at your markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.